Hey, excuse me. It's a closed session.
What you mean closed session?
It's a closed session here. No one's allowed. Nobody.
What are you talking about?
You're going to have to leave.
Do you know who I am?
No, I don't know who you are. You're going to have to leave right now.
I am Aladdin Sasipian Suleimanagic.
Jack Mangan.
Jackson the Turk.
I don't care what you did on who. You're going to have to leave.
Listen, man. Listen, brother. I am the world-renowned reptilian lover. What you laughing at, brother?
I'm not laughing. I'm sorry. I don't know who you are. There's no authorization. You have to have a special...
Let me tell you something. I sang for Aqueduct Pocket. I sang for Relaxed Atmosphere.
I don't know who they are.
I sang for Third World Lover. You heard of them?
No, I haven't. This is...
Deadpan Podcast.
It's a closed session.
Have y'all heard of my hit single, Whipped Cream? Whipped cream, put it all over your butt. Never heard of that?
No, I haven't.
Where you been, brother?
I've been keeping people out of the studio.
Have you heard of the song, The Love That You'll Find Is The Love That You Will Never Find? Because it's the love that is always
not
able to be
found. And you're dripping some green funk now on the carpet.
Listen, man, don't worry about my green funk.
I'm gonna have to get some security happening here.
Don't get no security involved.
I want to work security.
I'm gonna have to make you leave. This is some kind of game.
What are you doing here?
This is some kind of game, brother. I came here to do backups.
Backups for who?
For this
Deadpan Podcast.
Dang, man.
Alright, you know what that sound means. And we actually have, we don't have Skype going this time, but we will have a guest nipple reader, or comment reader, or whatever you want. Oh, I just peeked. Oh, well, it's because I'm holding the microphone in my hand, so you're getting lots of breathy noises. Oh, that was awful. Alright, I'm going to stop watching the WAV file, because that's only fun for me and for my special in-studio guest. You know him from his podcast, and he's also going to be a big part of this episode, I believe. And he's also going to be on the current episode or the next episode of Love Long and Prosper. I almost said Live Long and Prosper, which would be, they would not be happy. And Evo at 11. So thank you very much, Wander Wolf, a.k.a. Jack.
No, the Master of Patience, remember.
The Master of Patience. So say something, you know, then we'll hit up some comments.
All right, well, let's hit up some comments. I'm looking forward to just having some fun.
All right.
Reading some nipples. Is this Braille?
So this is Braille.
Okay.
It's a Braille cast.
It's a Braille cast. Imaginary Number says, I found FB's picture uploading deal to be terrible. - mostly broken. Okay. CJ says, Nomad's Cry, - I'll second SB's cute and raise you to oh so cute.
Very good. Hey, stop and check you out. Yeah, you're doing fine. That's good volume. And I'm just this rumble in the background.
That's all right. What I'm saying. Well, it's called editing. You're going to be up late tonight anyway.
Yeah, probably. So, all right, I'll close. There you go.
All right. LeJohn, some guy from Chandler, says, it was smart. It was, quote, S, quote, and close quote, mart. Venomon says, Iraq is off my to-see list. Let me try that again. Venomon says, Iraq is off my to-see list. http://www.odde.com/item_9649.aspx. Just scroll down to the giant camel spider.
Excellent. Now everyone will... No, what was that URL? Repeat it back. Now, who is this next commenter?
I have no idea who this guy is. He's some hack. Wanderwolf says, every breath you take.
I'd Well, actually, you said every breathe you take.
Every breathe that you take. Every breathe you take.
Yes.
No, that's supposed to be breath, isn't it?
No, that's breathe.
That's breathe?
Yeah, it's breathe with the E.
Shows you how intelligent us Okies are.
No. But as I said, no one can hear me. They just hear you.
Yeah, they hear me. So this is going to sound really good. LeJohn from Chandler says, I suppose if there can be toad in the hole, there can be cat in the quiche.
Wait. Ellipsis. Very good. Actually, yeah. I left out the ellipsis. Yeah, you know.
Oh, is that what those three dots are?
Okay. Yes.
I always wondered that.
But if it was an attack, Sheriff, and there's chaos out there, you might not want the wrong people knowing that Jericho is still here.
The world as they know it ends. But sometimes, that's just the beginning of the story.
Hey, look, it's not the end of the world, right? Because that already happened.
Join your hosts, Heidi, Suzanne, and Larissa, for Future Traditions, a podcast devoted to the post-apocalyptic drama Jericho and other post-apocalyptic media.
Well, we're just holding on to these traditions like nothing happened out there?
We're holding on to these traditions because of what happened out there.
Find us at www.futuretraditions.com.
So here's an excellent bit of Watchmania material. Yes, Watchmania. The reason why it's appearing this late, though, is entirely my fault. So apologies to Amy for misplacing this contribution, which actually, the contribution itself is shorter than my little intro. But it's... All right, I'm going to shut up.
Hello. This is T. Morris of Podiobooks.com, the survival guide to writing fantasy, and podcasting for dummies. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Yay.
Rorschach's Journal, October 21st, 1985. Inventory of items currently carrying with me. Flashlight. Sugar cubes taken from Dryberg's apartment. Subway map. Rose left by Jacoby at Blake's grave. Loose change. Pencil. Rough draft of journal. Bottle of Veidt's cologne. Black pepper. Inventory ends.
Jack, Rapidi here. I just listened to the last couple shows and heard you and T continue to use that AZ guy's name repeatedly. I think you owe me about 6 or 7 dead kittens, and he owes me at least 10. You guys need to get busy before that Chinese food restaurant on the corner opens up and decides to take away all your opportunities. All right, Rapidi out.
Hey, Jack. This is Paul Mackey, and I'd noticed something coming in, and I thought it was pretty amusing. I thought I'd share it. As I was coming into work, I drove past this field, and basically Elk River is far enough away from things that I have to drive past farm fields to get to work. So I drive past these fields, and over the last, I don't know, you know, 2 or 3 years, there's been a lot of, housing developments sprouting out of these fields, so... except for, you know, the past year and a half to 2 years, it hasn't been really sprouting so much as just signs saying that there's going to be a housing development here eventually. So I was driving past one of these things, and there's a sign, and the housing development that they came up with is Wildflower Meadows. And I looked out over there, and there were, you know, like 2 model homes way over on the other end. And otherwise, it was this great big, I don't know, what do you call it, meadow. And it had a bunch of, like wildflowers growing out of it. So there's a big sign over it saying Wildflower Meadows. And there's, I was just thinking, you know, it was kind of a, you know, a Talking Heads Nothing But Flowers vibe. I really kind of dug that. All right. Stay deadpan. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Jack. We're in Vegas. We're on a bus, and we made some friends, and they have something to say. 1, 2, 3. Deadpan is on our fucking way! Deadpan, this is CJ. I'm calling in instead of recording this because I don't want to bring my equipment outside in the 4 billion degree heat. But I am at my garage sale, and I promised to call and tell you the items in my garage sale. So as long as I have time, I'll tell you that for a minute anyway. I have two single strollers, one umbrella stroller, one double stroller, a vacuum cleaner, miscellaneous children's toys, lots and lots of children's toys like Shapo blocks, and one booster seat. I think we have, how many laptops we got out here?
One.
We have one, and we sold one, and there's like a lot of computer parts, and there's two VHS players, and a giant bunny, and a thermos, and a navigation system, and some cat litter, lots of cat supplies, a cat box, some cat bowls, a little telephone table that looks like it's from 1924, car seat covers, car seat mats, or car mats, shoes that never belonged to us, lots of shoes that never belonged to us, and clothes that are way too big for anybody in this house to wear. A giant plant. Hey, look, there's a live cat. Apparently there's a live cat. Saw all the cat stuff and decided to zip right through our yard. That was hilarious. And then there's a hip hammock and a scale and a CPAP machine. Lots of books. Bed guards for toddlers. There's a little toddler desk. There's, what are those things? Are they hard drives?
They're
CD-ROMs, an old Epson printer, like one, two, three, four monitors, two TVs, an old jacket, clothes that never belonged to us, pans, and a bunny. Did I say there was a bunny? Somebody's coming. I gotta go. Deadpan is away.
So, what do you think Long John Silver does with all those extra socks? What would Captain Hook wear in his hand if he worked at Subway? If Captain Hook were Swiss, would his hook hand have all kinds of other useful tools folded away in hidden compartments? Is Long John Silver's other rain boot just a condom? Mom always did say to wear your rubbers if you're going out in the rain. Is that what is really meant when talking about pirate booties? So, you have a half-starved parrot with a sharp beak, and you put it on your shoulder. You suppose that's the reason why most pirates had eye patches? Shouldn't Long John Silver wear one shoulder pad made of newspaper? Do you think that after PepsiCo bought out Long John Silver's, some of his ships were converted so that the back half were turned into Taco Bell's? So you'd be able to order bean burritos on the poop deck? Do you suppose when pirates decide what to do with their prisoners, they're executing Plan K? If Long John Silver came in second place, then is the third place buccaneer Long John Bronze? And do you think it was awkward for Captain Silver's crew on the chilly nights when they needed to put on their Long Johns?
People of the Internet, I am the Computer King, a being of vast power in the digital world. I have a stranglehold on the Internet. I can choke off the flow of information, creating lag, crashes, slow web page load times, and the reappearance of that fail whale on Twitter. What can you do to stop me? You can listen to Into the Dark at ComputerKingOnline.com, where I deliver my decrees on sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and more. With more listeners added to my henchman army, I will be too busy making new shows to remember to crash your Windows system, to prevent game companies from making products that are Mac compatible, or to stop that important download you're waiting for from completing. Listen to Into the Dark at ComputerKingOnline.com and serve the supervillain of podcasting.
So, yes, we ran two promos in this episode, but I only found that one halfway through editing this, and you gotta love Computer King, and you gotta love that Duran Duran bed music. But speaking of terrible lyrics, we've actually put out the call for you to submit your terrible lyrics memories, and we got a bunch of good contributions in that area. Gonna play two right now. And I'm going to play the one from CJ in the next episode. And And actually, there are a couple of others that are going to be holdovers till the next episode. So thank y'all, and I will. I've read off a bunch of terrible lyrics that I could think of, but I'll keep it going. And no, it's not outro babble time yet. Just a mid-show explanation. I'll come back at the end, and there will be a little bit of semi-important outro babble. There, how's that for a teaser?
Love is something they say is very rare. In the dark, in your world, it's everywhere. And I feel like a double X-rated movie star. It's the way you love me down. It's the way you love me down. Every time we kiss, you bring out the woman in me. Every time you holler out my name, you set me free. I am a sexomatic Venus freak when I'm with you, and I will stop it only when you tell me to. I am the automatic easy freak all over you, and I will stop it only when you tell me to. Super love. Give me some. We are the genius of love. Feel like a double X-rated movie star. It's the way you love me down. It's the way you love me down. Every time we kiss, you bring out the woman in me. Every time you holler out my name, you set me free. I am a sexomatic Venus freak when I'm with you, and I will stop it only when you tell me to. I am the automatic easy freak all over you, and I will stop it only when you tell me to. When we seek and hide, when my hands are tied, 69 positions and whipped cream all over my skin. Lick you from bottom to root. Love to get down with you. I am a sexomatic Venus freak when I'm with you, and I will stop it only when you tell me to. I am the automatic easy freak all over you, and I will stop it only when you tell me to. That was Sexomatic Venus Freak by Macy Gray.
Hello, Jack and Deadpanites everywhere. This is Curtin St. George.
And sometimes when we touch, the honesty is too much, and I have to close my eyes and hide.
And I've got some cliche lyrics for you, so I thought it would be appropriate to open with something equally bad. And it's particularly appropriate that I started with that cheesy song from the 70s, because even though this song is from the 80s, the early 80s, it was recorded by a couple of 70s icons. Now, personally, I was never a big fan of Led Zeppelin, but Jimmy Page is a guitar god, and even though I thought Bad Company was just soulless, pathetic corporate rock, if I could sing, and I can't sing a lick, I'd like to be able to sound like Paul Rogers of Bad Company. They got together in the early 80s to put together a corporate rock band appropriately known as The Firm, and this turkey was their first and probably biggest hit. Well, I'm not uptight. Not unattractive. Turn me on tonight, 'cause I'm radioactive. Radioactive. Well, there's not a fight, and I'm not your captive. Turn me loose tonight, 'cause I'm radioactive. Radioactive. I want to stay with you. I want to play with you, baby. I want to lay with you, and I want you to know. Got to concentrate. Don't be distractive. Turn me on tonight, 'cause I'm radioactive. Radioactive. I want to stay with you. I don't want to play with you. I just want to lay with you. And I want you to know. Got to concentrate. Don't be distractive. Turn me on tonight. I'm radioactive. Oh yeah, radioactive. Don't you stand too close. You might catch it. Don't stand too close, baby. Radioactive. Oh yeah. Radioactive.
Yes. All right. Well, you hear the way this is totally unplanned and impromptu. So I actually have Jack Hosley, aka Wander Wolf of Wander Radio, at my house, and so the studio is not set up. The laptop and cheap microphone are not set up at the moment for two people at once. We're just kind of passing this cheap thing back and forth. But I'm going to actually turn the thing back over. We're drinking Dale's Pale Ale, which is actually also not something that you often, that's more of a winging it thing. We don't often do this on Deadpan, but yeah, we're sitting here drinking fine beverages, and I will turn this back over to Wander, and Wander, tell the fine folks, I mean, most Deadpan people know Wander Radio, but, you know, talk, if there is anyone out there listening who doesn't know what Wander Radio is all about, talk that, tell them about Wander Radio and about other things you've done in the podcast world. And I'm handing the microphone over, so you'll hear lots of mic noise.
Let's see, Wander Radio, you can find that at wanderradio.com. That's with an A, not an O. I'm not a dog that runs off with a cape, although that does sound kind of weird. It's a variety show that you can find almost on your radio dial. I feature music, interviews, audio dramas, pretty much whatever I can come up with on any given month. And let's see, I've done 16 pieces at a time for Jack. That was 3 years ago. And a couple of others. Okay, but up.
I'm just saying, up. Project a little.
Project. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
Excellent.
let's see, current projects in works. I'm working on a short story for Abigail Hilton. She wrote or did the Prophet of Panamandora trilogy, which you can find on Patio Books. She gave me a short story that I'm going to be transforming. And I've got another super secret project that will hopefully come out by the end of next year. It has something to do with pirates, and that's about all I'm going to tell you.
Pirates.
Pirates. Arrgh.
So you're going to be working at Long John Silver's?
Yes.
Okay.
Damn.
Right. Yeah. Hey, not mocking. If you're out there manning the fryer at Long John Silver's, then pick up an application for me. So, now Wander Radio is actually carved a cool little niche. I mean, there are plenty of music podcasts out there, but I mean, you've always dug up. I'm always been marveled at your ability to dig up good music and interesting, intriguing music for the show, which I would say has been. I mean, I know it's not. I would hate to just describe Wander Radio as a music podcast and that's it. The end. But that has been a big part of it. Its history and its definition and its what it is. So I mean, tell us a little bit about your music stuff. And actually, you've done two world premieres of songs. You did "Stress Fracture" of mine, and a song from Queen's Gambit, also world premiered.
"The Hills of Connemara," and also the on the latest episode is actually a world premiere called "Bridget's Lament," which was a song that it's their first original song. They've written it and produced it all themselves. And they're real happy with it, and it's one of my favorite songs off their latest CD. So go check it out at episode 40. I think it's actually the first song you'll hear.
Excellent. Well, I mean, talk about your musical background. What is your music, even just as someone who's going out and collecting music, and you're not just taking, like, the generic stuff off the PodSafe Music Network. I mean, what do you do to dig around and find this neat, obscure stuff? And what is your musical background anyway, even as a listener?
Oh, well, jeez, you ask questions like that?
No one can hear me.
So. I've played, when I was in high school, I played three instruments. I was a trumpet, baritone, and tuba, which was really funny because I was 6 foot tall, 120 pounds, and had this 50-pound instrument on my shoulders and dancing in the stands at football games. So I've always been a big fan of music, good music. I think my personal favorite, though, which is kind of odd, is I prefer good harmonies and a cappella music. Not to put the instruments down, it's just that the power of the human voice just overtakes my desires and whatnot, I guess. I don't know how to answer this question. But I've loved music all my life, and when the concept for Wander Radio came about, I was in college in 87, and we would take a big boombox with a Mr. Microphone and try to pick up girls, pretending we were DJs. And that's basically how Wander Radio got started. We were wandering the streets of, or wandering the campus trying to pick up girls. And just to let you know, it didn't work.
But wait a minute, that has to have been the
80s. It was 87.
Yes, if you thought a boombox was going to hook you up with girls. That was the 80s. And actually, that did work for some people in the 80s. It never, you know, I actually had the biggest boombox on my street, and it didn't work for me either. But then again, there were no girls on my street. But but so that's pretty cool. And actually, I also have to ask, so the a cappella thing, that does not include For the Longest Time by Billy Joel?
No.
Okay. Good. All right. So, I mean, well, but I mean, what about the stuff that inspired that song, like the 50s doo-wop stuff?
I love the 50s doo-wop stuff. Under the Boardwalk is actually one of my favorite songs of all time by the Coasters. So, and if you go into the archives of my show, you'll even find a barbershop quartet. In episode 2, I think it is, it's Am I Forgiven is the song. It's just wonderfully done. It's fun, and you can tell that the people who did it, and it's obviously more than one, are very talented and harmonize well. But it was all done in fun, and I was happy to feature it.
Yeah, no one can hear me saying this, but I mean, I've heard barbershop stuff. Barbershop stuff is really good. Barbershop stuff. This is such a disaster. Barbershop stuff is here. We can. We'll. Jack and I are now going to sing harmony.
We're not going to snuggle in a couch for you.
No. we'll sing harmony now. No, but seriously, I mean, barbershop. That's incredible talent. You know, to be able to have four people who can sing together, and right. do that, and pull it off really well. I mean, that is something. It's something to behold and to respect. I mean, I have an uncle who does that, and I definitely can see the appreciation and the appeal of that stuff as well. And, you know, so that's cool. That's good answers. And, all right, well, we've talked for a while. Anything else you want to pimp before we get back to the rest of the content?
No, just come and look me up at wanderradio.com.
All right. Well, cool. And, you know, Jack and I go way, way back in podcasting. So this is kind of it's cool to have Jack on the show talking, reading comments and talking. And Jack, you are welcome, you know, anytime. We do have Skype, so you're welcome anytime. Okay. We can do this again. And but yeah, I mean, I encourage everyone to listen to Wander Radio. Jack actually I actually got to know Jack through Duel of the Fates, but on the original Winging It. You know, not any of the follow-ups, not even Michael and Evo's Winging It, on Dragon Page Winging It. That's where, you know, that's yeah. Jack and I got to know each other through that show, and that was actually before, that was like 4 years ago, so holy crap.
Now you're going to make me feel old.
I know, you know, it's something else, but it's good stuff, and Wander Radio is good stuff, and I've appreciated your friendship and help throughout all the podcasting years and support, and, you know, and there I'm getting all sentimental. I'm going to break deadpan. Yeah. So, all right, I'm going to hand the cheap-ass microphone with lots more noise back to Jack. And you know what? By the way, I apologize for the horrible, even worse than usual deadpan standard sound quality here. But, you know, this is, you know, it's podcasting. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Jack for a last comment, if he has any, and then we'll get back to deadpan.
Just remember, deadpan is the way.
All right, now I'll record that.
You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. We are Deadpan. Deadpan is the way.
So over some beers, Jack Hosley asked me what I wanted to do with Deadpan, where I wanted it to go. And I had to think about it. I guess I have a couple answers to that, and I had a couple answers for Jack. And the conclusion's really, I really enjoyed the days when we had lots and lots of comments, and then this was a place where we had lots and lots of interaction. We still do, and actually what the interaction has spread out. I mean, we're on Facebook, and there's a possibility even that we're going to have a couple of people here at a convention. We'll actually even have something we've been talking about since 2006, and in a way, we'll even have a little bit of a deadpan con. So we need to actually start talking about that. If you think you can make it here for what is billed to be Discworld Con, I don't want to just take over Discworld Con or show any disrespect to Terry Pratchett or the people who run Discworld, but since we'll be meeting around that, then deadpan friends and community members are welcome to kind of get to Arizona for that week in September. The community thing. So without getting too long-winded, because we're already pretty far into this episode, I enjoyed the community aspects. And for the near future, just for more practical aspirations, I think it's time for Palooza 6. Yes, number 6. We've had Zardoz, Repo Man, Southland Tales, Gross Point Blank, and Watchmen. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's time for number 6. And let's be creative about it again. I'm even open. Doesn't have to be a film. We can go back. We can make it a film. It can be another graphic novel. It can be an album. It can be even a single song if it's something that we can talk about at length. Just think about these things. And here's also something directly on the heels of the next Palooza, Palooza 6. As soon as we release that Palooza 6 episode, I want to start. And actually, Amy Bowen, the Deadpan Ambassador, deserves credit for the idea. I want to have Duel of the Fates number 3. No, I know. Wait. I've talked about this. I know I've talked about this before. But this one will actually happen. Yeah. But it will... Amy Bowen gets the credit for the idea. It would be for... exclusively limited, Duel of the Fates 3 would be exclusively limited to characters who have appeared in one of the Palooza focus items. So let's start thinking about, so you have 3 things to think about. That's all. Think about trying to get here. Or if you can't get here, think about other ways that the deadpan community, what it does for you, what it affects in your life, and, you know, how much fun it is to be a part of the deadpan community. Also, I want you to think about what we're going to cover for Palooza 6. I'm not going to make any suggestions right here. There'll be talk on the website, so go to the website, which is, of course, jackmangan.com, if you're not sure. And, also, think about which character should appear in Duel of the Fates number 3. And you can contact me to talk about this stuff. My email address is spherical, as in ball-shaped, sphericaljackm@gmail.com. It's also my Skype handle. And you can call on the voicemail. It's 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. This is ridiculously long-winded outro babble, and I'm going to end it right here. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. Good night. Right.
Great, we cannot.